What's the most honest thing that you've ever done in your entire life? You look back and go, whoa, that was really super honest. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. Check out this North Carolina family. They get a check made out to them for $1 million, okay? Comes from their bank, and they're sitting there, and they're going, we can cash this check. It's made out to us. What do we do? The woman, the mom of the family says, I could feel my flesh say, I want this, but it wasn't mine. They said they got down and they prayed about it, and they decided the best thing to do was to glorify God, take that check back to the bank. The bank ripped it up and said, thank you. That was their honest moment. $1 million.
Oh my.
Dollars.
Did the bank at least give them
a... No. I know where you were going. Yep. No.
I'm just saying.
No. Like, I researched the whole story. They wouldn't even give them a lollipop.
They just saved this bank $1 million.
Here was the quote from the couple when they took it back. They said, oops, we made a mistake. And that's all they said. That was a quote. Oops, we made a mistake, and that's all they said. Not even a lollipop, a pen. What did they used to give away back in the day? A toaster?
Didn't they?
Phones.
Phones? Oh. Yeah. Banks used to give you the craziest stuff, man, back in the day.
I know that ultimately I would probably be honest, but man.
Million. Holding it, and your name's on it.
That has $1 million attached to it.
Your name spelt right. 800-992-1099. What's your most honest moment? Not even a lollipop in the bank. I'd be banking somewhere else, I'll tell you that. Stop teasing
100%.
me, bank. 99.5 QIK. What would you do? Your bank accidentally gives you $1 million. It's yours. You can keep it. No harm, no foul if you want it. Happened to a family in North Carolina. They got the million from their bank. They're thinking about it. They give the million back. They do the right thing. Bank, by the way, does nothing in return. Just says thanks and attaboy, pats them on the back. They move down the road. And
I'm sorry.
That's it. There's no toaster, no lollipop.
Oh, man.
Gift certificate. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. What would you do? What's the most honest thing you've ever done? Let's welcome Mark to the show. Mark, I know you have a story. What's up, buddy?
All right, so I'm on my way to work. My office is in Palm Harbor, and I stopped at a Publix. And on the way in, right outside where I got out of my car, there was a wallet on the ground. So I picked the wallet up, and I'm walking through Publix to see if I could see anybody that looked like the person on the license, and I didn't see anyone. I searched for a day to try and find out who this person was. There was no information in there except that he had an insurance card. So they went ahead and contacted him, and so I get him on the phone, and I said, look, I've got your wallet. And he goes, well, you can have, I said, I don't want anything. And the money was yours before you dropped it. It's yours now. Don't worry about it. Where do you want to meet later on today? I'll give you the wallet.
So he wanted you to keep the money?
He wanted me to keep the money that was in there. It was like 98 bucks.
Did you keep it?
No, I didn't. I said, look, the wallet and the money was yours before you dropped it.
Wow.
It still is yours. It wasn't quite $1 million, but.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was going to say, if it was $1 million and he was like, oh, Mark, just keep it, then what would you have done?
I might not have been a realtor at that time.
Yes.